Chapter 21. The Lord said to Moses, Speak to the priests, the sons of Aaron, and say to them, A priest shall not defile himself for the dead among his people, except for his relatives that are near to him, for his mother, for his father, for his son, for his daughter, for his brother, and for his virgin sister who is near to him, who has had no husband, for her he may defile himself. He shall not defile himself, being a chief man among his people, to profane himself. They shall not shave their heads, neither shall they shave off the corners of their beards, nor make any cuttings in their flesh. They shall be holy to their God, and not profane the name of their God, for they offer the offerings of the Lord made by fire, the bread of their God, therefore they shall be holy. They shall not marry a woman who is a prostitute, or profane, neither shall they marry a woman divorced from her husband, for he is holy to his God. You shall sanctify him therefore, for he offers the bread of your God, he shall be holy to you, for I the Lord, who sanctify you, am holy. The daughter of any priest, if she profanes herself by playing the prostitute, she profanes her father, she shall be burned with fire. He who is the high priest among his brothers, upon whose head the anointing oil is poured, and that is consecrated to put on the garments, shall not let the hair of his head hang loose, nor tear his clothes, neither shall he go into any dead body, nor defile himself for his father, or for his mother, neither shall he go out of the sanctuary, nor profane the sanctuary of his God, for the crown of the anointing oil of his God is upon him. I am the Lord. He shall take a wife in her virginity. A widow, or one divorced, or a woman who has been defiled, or a prostitute, these he shall not marry, but a virgin of his own people shall he take as a wife. He shall not profane his offspring among his people, for I am the Lord who sanctifies him. The Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Say to Aaron, None of your descendants throughout their generations who has a blemish, may approach to offer the bread of his God. For whatever man he is that has a blemish, he shall not draw near, a blind man, or a lame, or he who has a flat nose, or any deformity, or a man who has an injured foot, or an injured hand, or hunchbacked, or a dwarf, or one who has a defect in his eye, or an itching disease, or scabs, or who has damaged testicles. No man of the descendants of Aaron the priest, who has a blemish, shall come near to offer the offerings of the Lord made by fire. Since he has a blemish, he shall not come near to offer the bread of his God. He shall eat the bread of his God, both of the most holy, and of the holy. He shall not come near to the veil, nor come near to the altar, because he has a blemish, that he may not profane my sanctuaries, for I am the Lord who sanctifies them. So Moses spoke to Aaron, and to his sons, and to all the children of Israel.